Vincent Pastore is on the phone now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the program.
Yes.
You a Yankee fan?
Yeah, and I'm a little upset.
Yeah, we all are.
Yankees, Giants, Mets, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Yeah.
Jets.
Yeah, it's a rough couple weeks.
Well, let's talk good news. Let's talk about the Sopranos coming up to Waterbury, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in conversation with the Sopranos, Palace Theater, Waterbury, Saturday, January 25th. And now I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's a long way away. This thing sells out in 5 seconds.
Instantly.
So this is your warning that, you know, it's coming, and to get your tickets if you want to go. They sell out.
Yeah, we do. We sell out pretty fast. It's really good. We do an average between 900 and 1,300 people, depending on the venue. And it's a great show. It's something that Michael Imperioli, Steve Schripp, and myself have been doing for a while. We took it to Australia. We took it all over the country. We got Joey Cola as our MC comedian.
It's a great night.
He's
awesome.
Yeah, it's a great night.
Did you, give me a couple of the topics that you guys or the fans bring up the most.
Well, what we talk about is our audition. When did you find out you're going to get whacked?
How many times have you told that story?
Did David take you to dinner? And my answer is no, because I was at the beginning and he didn't take nobody to dinner then. And what'd you think of the ending? Those are the favorite. That what'd you think of the ending was probably the biggest questions that they ask us.
What do you think of the end?
I think David left it open for the public. I mean, Jimmy was still with us. He was alive. He was 7 years. He wanted to take a break. I don't know. I think he left it like, is it over or is it not over? But then when we lost Jimmy, it was over.
It was over.
Yeah.
Did you film various, you weren't part of the show, but did they film various endings?
I don't know.
I think they
I don't know.
I
heard
they
did.
Ones.
That's a question to ask Stephen and Michael, especially Michael. I don't know.
So when did you find out you were being whacked? And
well, between season one and season two. You know, when you're doing stuff like this, first you shoot a pilot, and you go home, and you forget about it. You don't think it's going to get picked up. Then we got picked up. And when we got picked up, we knocked off season one before David handed it over to HBO. Then they aired it. So you're talking about a two-year process, you know.
Just between that first episode.
SAG. Yeah, after the episode where Sirico, Pulley Walnuts, he had me in the spot. He kept telling me, take off my shirt. You know, we know now that Pussy was wearing a wire. But Sirico, Pulley wasn't sure. Tony wasn't sure. So then they wind up getting rid of Jimmy Alfieri. Altieri, played by Joe Bottoluco, who's my dear friend. And everybody says, oh, that's the rat. But it wasn't the rat. I was the rat. So David called me up and said, Vinny, you're the rat. That's what he said.
You still remember that moment, right? You'll always remember.
Oh, yeah. Right down the corner. I was living in a different apartment. I live here on City Island and in the Bronx. And I was living in a different apartment. I remember the phone call at my office. I said, what? Because he doesn't call people.
So you knew when you heard his voice, this is not good.
I didn't know what it was about, but I'll tell you what I said to him. This is the truth. Because I knew that, you know, as an actor who has done pilots and sometimes the shows maybe cancel after a few episodes and stuff, I knew that, you know, he was going to go for it. He says, no, I'm going to write in real strong for you. And I said to David, give me the football. I'm going to make a touchdown. That's what I told him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm going to go out, let me go
Jimmy.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then I got in touch with Jimmy. I said, he's going to write me strong, help me out. He says, don't worry about it. And Jimmy was with me all the way. Gandolfini. All the way.
Not one person who's ever worked with him has had anything negative to say about him. In fact, it's the opposite. The generosity, the support. What a great man.
Yeah, even the
two actors that played his children on the show. They were real young when they started. They do a podcast now, and they've said repeatedly.
Oh, you mean Jamie and Robert Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
They were like his kids on the show. Yeah. Well, you got to remember that in season one, Robert was a little kid. In season two, I had a scene. I loved him when I went into his room and he was smoking pot. And I said, "What are you doing? Your father was a great man." That whole thing, I loved that scene. You know, I think some of the best scenes I had in my career with anybody is when I work with kids.
Wow!
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I love working with the innocents. Even don't have to be kids. I mean, teenagers and stuff. Maureen Van Zandt, Stevie's wife, little Steven's wife, and I have a theater company. And on Saturday, we were auditioning for our production of Lovers and Other Strangers. And I said to Maureen, let me bring in some of my students from HB. And it was great to see new actors, you know, and then they come because we work up at Stevie's office at Renegade, and they come in and they said, "Is this Silvio's office?" We said, "Well, it's little Steven's office."
Vincent Pastore is on, and the In Conversation with the Sopranos show is coming to the Palace Theater Saturday, January 25th, and tickets are going to sell out very fast.
But I go up there a lot.
To Waterbury?
Yeah.
Or to Connecticut?
To Waterbury. Clock. With the clock.
Yeah.
Years ago, I used to go up, and there was, I think it was the Capitol, there was a theater up there, and we used to do concerts. It's true. When I was a promoter, and we were doing Quicksilver Messenger Service. You remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were singing "Everybody Take a Hit of Fresh Air," and the kids went nuts, and the cops shut down the venue.
So you got the venue whacked.
I was living in Waterbury at the time with a friend of mine. My brother lives in Southbury.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah, and he's listening right now, so Stone's say hello to Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Johnny, I live in Oxford. Let's do beers.
He's neighbors, yeah.
Johnny's coming to the show with my nephew, little Johnny. So we have fun.
So your brother probably goes to Waterbury for good Italian food. I mean, Southbury has some great restaurants, but
Johnny grew up in Rochelle, my brother. Then he moved to Danbury. Then he moved to New Fairfield. Now he's up in Southbury. I don't know where he's going to go after Southbury. How far north can you go?
Yeah, that's a good. He's in a good spot, but if he wants good Italian food, I think he has to go into Waterbury.
Give me a restaurant.
There's one in Watertown, Roses.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, we give him a plug. They should give you something.
Yeah. Well, I got a guy there. I know the owner.
Well, maybe he'll invite us over for some food on the way home.
Well, let me tell you that it's a small place and it's great food, so it's very hard to get in there. Have your brother text me if he ever wants to go there, and I'll...
He's listening right now.
Okay. All right, good.
Johnny!
If he wants to. Johnny, you could go eat, but you got to pay for it.
There's also a place in New Haven called Encore by Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
And, I go to Goodfellas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of you guys from Sopranos have been in there.
In Goodfellas, yeah. We had a couple of meet and greets there.
Can't go wrong there.
Up there. You know, I have a band and I play at the Sea Grape in Fairfield. That's on the other side of Connecticut. Yeah. So we love coming up there. You know, we're going to look forward to it.
I'm being corrected by Tommy, the owner. It's Roma. I said Roses.
Yeah.
It's Roma.
Roma. That makes more sense.
It's Roma and Waterbury?
In Watertown.
Watertown. All right. I have to stop by and drop your name. Maybe he'll give me a free cannoli. I don't know.
Ask for Tommy. He'll take care of you.
Okay, Tommy, I want a free cannoli.
I feel like Vincent Pastore can walk into any Italian restaurant anywhere in the world and get free food. Like, you just walk in and
I feel like he could just walk in anywhere and say, "Hey, Tommy said so." And they're like, "All right, Tommy said, all right."
I used to have a show on Sirius with Stevie Van Zandt. He produced it called The Wise Guys Show. And with Joe Causey. And my co-host was Cha-Cha from Little Italy. And Cha-Cha said, "We never pay." What are you talking about? We were down in Atlantic City, and it was, the bill was $1,100. He said, we never pay. I said, well, we got to pay this one.
Vincent Pastore is on In Conversation with the Sopranos, coming to Palace Theater Waterbury Saturday, January 25th. Ruth, our producer, wants to talk to you about your first role ever. Ooh. Ruth?
Okay. Hi, great to meet you.
What do you think my first role was, Ruth?
I believe it was in the 1988 classic Black Roses.
Holy smokes.
Thanks for saying smokes.
You didn't see that, because if you did, I'd give you your money back.
I did see it.
No way.
She loves horror movies, man.
You saw me getting eaten up by the speaker?
By the speaker, yes.
Well, I'm in a new horror movie now, because I like the genre.
This is called
Zombie Wedding.
Zombie Wedding.
Hold on, we're playing
Zombie
Wedding.
You're
being eaten right now.
No, I'm not. I'm the mayor. The mayor doesn't get eaten. And we're doing a sequel, Zombie versus the Wise Guys.
Nice.
Zombies versus the Wise Guys. I'll go watch that.
Yeah, all right. Okay, sure you will. I'll give you $5.
I'll watch it.
What do you mean? Vincent Pastore is a hero in his house. Of course we'll go see the movie.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm going to tell you something about Sopranos. It's 25 years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Some of us went to Staples for the Brooklyn Nets the other day, night. For we did a meet and greet with season ticket holders. I mean, 60 wonderful people. It was me, Federico, Aida, and Kathy Narducci. I mean, they still love us. It's wonderful. I mean, I got gray hair. Everybody got old, and they still love us.
I got to tell you, when they killed your character off, you know, everybody was shocked. It was a television event. Everybody remembers it. It was like, you know, who shot JR? It was one of those massive television
events.
It was
one
events.
Of those things. You know, because HBO would not reveal to the TV guy, to anybody, what the episode was about. And in my house down the corner, when I was in the apartment down near the water, I had somebody from the New York Post and the Daily News, and my best friend Stormy Avalon, and my next door neighbor, we were sitting there, and the next day it was all over the papers, Big Pussy Whacked or whatever. But they didn't know it was coming.
Nobody did. And your character was so loved and so good.
Right.
They did continue to even bring it back after the death. Like, he'd show up in dreams and flashbacks.
The mirror in the closet.
David said, Vinny, I'm not going to get rid of you. No, he kept me in the flashbacks, which was cool. The mirror, all those things. My favorite episode, though, when people ask me, because I'm going to be in Asbury November 10th. I do a show down there with the veterans at the Wonder Bar with my band. My favorite episode was Funhouse, and we shot in Asbury Park, and I love Asbury Park. It's the home of rock and roll.
Right, Bruce.
You know. But Waterbury with the clock. You know, every time I drive north on 684 and then 84, and I'm heading to Hartford because that's how I go, I look to my left and I look at the clock.
It's a staple.
People don't know what I'm talking about, do they? Do they know what I'm talking about?
Everybody knows. It's a legendary.
Oh, about the clock.
There are news
programs.
How long
has that been there?
Since Timex was making watches in Waterbury.
Oh, that's where that's from. What do I know? Really?
Yeah.
There's a whole museum there, too, if you want to ever check it out one day. It's a Timex museum.
No, you know what I think you should do, Vincent Pastore? Hearing you have a band, you should play our toy drive.
Ooh.
Your brother.
Why don't somebody call me up? They got my number.
We got your number?
Yeah.
Have your brother email me.
Johnny don't know how to do that.
Johnny. It's CHAZ at WPLR.com.
Johnny's laughing right now.
Johnny does in-person conversations only.
Johnny just wants to go hunting up there. He wants to go hunting. That's all.
Don't write nothing down when you talk to Johnny.
I'll find him a place to go hunting. I know people.
Okay.
All right. We should have your band come and play our toy drive.
That'd be real awesome.
Talk to me. That's a great thing.
Okay.
Band.
All right.
All right.
We're going to do that.
We're doing Daryl's House up in Pauling. We do the Wonder Ball. We do, you know, some nice venues. You know, we got a good sound. We do classic rock, you know, a lot of Van Morrison, stuff like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Perfect.
All right. That's my job when I get off the air at 10. We're going to start
You're gonna start being my booking agent? I'll give you 10 points.
Yeah.
You got a little skin in the game.
I'm gonna begin the process of getting you at the toy drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Johnny at Roma's and Goodfellas. And then John then I need to find a hunting place for Johnny.
For my brother?
Yeah.
You're doing a lot
Johnny
of work here.
Me to go up there and
it's
buy
worth
a
it.
Cabin so I could be like Daniel Day-Lewis. I know about that story. You know about Daniel Day-Lewis when
no.
he was living in Connecticut? When
no.
he was playing Lincoln, he was working on Lincoln because he was married to Rebecca Miller. He was living in a cabin in the back of his house up in Connecticut with a candlelight, and that's how he was becoming Lincoln. She used to bring him his tea.
In Connecticut. Wow.
Yeah, that's where he lives. A lot of guys live up there.
Yeah, he gets it. He gets really into it, his parts.
Yeah. Daniel Day is up there. Who else? Kevin Bacon's up there.
That we know.
Mark, who else is up there?
He used to be around.
Mark Damon is in on the New York borderline. Who else is up there? Well, I used to go up there. I used to drive for Paul Newman. I was a limo driver. He lived in Greenwich.
You drove Paul Newman?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe he let somebody else drive.
Oh, the best. Let me hear a funny story. I'm driving, right? I pick up Harvey Keitel. I said, Harvey, I'm an actor. He said, I don't want to talk about it. I said, Harvey, I'm just telling you, I'm an actor. He didn't want to talk to me about nothing. Then years later, I met Harvey when I was with David Pavali. Came to see our play. I said, you don't remember me? He said, no. I said, I was your limo driver. He said, I don't talk to limo drivers.
Damn.
You know? But everybody's been supportive in my life. It's been a great run. Right now, I'm working on a show called Gravesend, which we shoot in Brooklyn and all around with Willie DeMeo. And like I said, Maureen and I are putting a play up, and I'm mounting a play I wrote. So it's a good time in my life, and I'm very happy.
Good.
And thanks for pushing our show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, by the time this phone call is over, we're going to be sold out.
Are tickets on sale now? Oh, it'll
I
be
think
done.
So. That,
oh, dude,
yeah,
the other...
That's why I think they're on sale. Of course they're on sale. What's today, November? Yeah, they're on sale.
Late October.
Yes, they're on sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
have a good life.
We're not going to charge you. We're not charging you.
All right. Well, I'm coming.
Well, then we better tell Sharippa and Andy to leave you a couple of comps at the door for the promo.
Okay.
Come on, set the Z.
Thank you.
Right? All right. Okay.
Well, look, I don't know how I'm going to get in touch with Johnny, but I'm going to find your brother.
My brother's listening right now.
All right. Well,
he says
Johnny,
he listens to you guys all the time.
But he doesn't email. So
he won't
how am
email.
I gonna,
yeah.
what am I going to do? Go to South Bury and say, hey,
Johnny!
Where's Johnny?
Johnny!
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 Call the hotline, Johnny.
All right, we're going to see your band at the Toy Drive. We're going to see you October. No, you're in Waterbury January 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the Palace. Great place.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale now. It's going to sell out fast. And then we'll have you at the Toy Drive, and we're going to hook up Johnny with two restaurants and a hunting spot. There we go.
It's a fair trade.
That was a good negotiation
done.
There.
Yeah. That was done.
Great job, Vincent.
I didn't have to ask for anything. Just all of a sudden, you guys go. I thought I was going on at 10:30. I'm glad that was up. All right?
Thank you.
Us too.
Always
okay,
an honor
guys.
To have you.
Vincent no, Pastor. You know what? The next time I, listen to me, the next time I come up and see my brother, I'll come in person.
Please
all
do.
Right.
Yes, please.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. You know, maybe I stay at Johnny's house and just shoot over. We do an interview in the morning, then I come home, something like that. Okay, guys?
And we'll have
We're
all
in.
Kinds of
yeah.
food brought over.
We're in.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. All right, guys. All right. I love talking to you guys. It was great.
Right back at you, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for
okay.
all the memories.
Okay,
Vincent Pastore.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You really think Big Pussy's dead?
not in the face, okay?
You know?
It could have been a dream.
It was early internet message boards. There was a big conspiracy theory because you kept signing contracts season by season. They're like, they right. keep having him sign these contracts. He's going to come back.
Yeah.
That scene.
I just think about, and I probably shouldn't, but what would have been
yeah.
if you were a regular on that show? Like,
well, Lorraine Bracco said it on the Wise Guy documentary that David put together. She said it. I don't know why you didn't keep Vinny on for another season. We begged you, David. She said that I could have probably lasted another season. But the impact of killing me at
right.
the end of season two is, I know it. And I, you know, it's almost like, you know, the ratings went up because I got killed.
That's right. Yeah. It brought a lot of people
for sure
to the show. Everyone was talking about it, so it was a calculated move.
They said season regulars never get killed on a show, mm-hmm. and you know, so boom, I'm gone.
Right.
All right, guys.
All right, thank
now
you.
Now you're making me depressed.
Vincent Pastore. We're linked up on WPLA.com.
I'll see you in person.
We'll see you.
Okay, guys?
Thank you, brother.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.